I'm Tom Fisher of bourbonblog.com, and a man that, I'll say this, he needs no introduction. If you're in the spirits community, you know Anthony Caparelli well. He's the host and founder of Art of the Drink and producer as well. Anthony, my friend, it's always good to have you on here. Bourbon Blog, what's happening?
Tom, man, I always look forward to talking with you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. You have something that you've created that we're going to be talking about a few things today, but something that I'm so excited about, and we're excited to be the first to tell the listening audience about your new Imbible. And the name kind of says it all, but what is the Imbible?
Yeah, and you're right. This is the first premier announcement of what it is that we're doing, in the press. So what I've done is I've kind of taken, the Art of the Drink is a web video series that goes back to about 2006 with, a pretty clear mission of letting the general public know what it is that we do behind the bar, because it can be a little intimidating for some people. And when I first started, my whole goal was to do what I call demystify what goes on behind the bar, and that's kind of grown into just the spirits world in general and just kind of helping people understand a little better, what it is that we do, what the history is. I've gotten pretty heavily into the science behind some things, and just kind of separating fact from fiction. So I also happen to run a theater company. I've run several theater companies throughout my career, but I have one here in Manhattan that focuses specifically on new play development, because I'm really a big supporter of new playwrights and new work. So I kind of took those two passions and came up with a one-man show that we're producing here in New York at the New York International Fringe Festival, which is the largest multi-arts festival in North America. And really what it is it's the history of alcohol, drinking, spirits, cocktails from 10,000 B.C. to today. And I'm really excited about it. I mean, we got a lot of comedy going on in there. We have some skits. And I brought in my barbershop group, so we actually have four-part a cappella songs making the transitions and, some music in there, and it's just a great evening of entertainment that I think is totally unlike anything that's ever been done before.
So that's incredible. So you're telling the history of alcohol as a one-man show. You got the barbershop quartet, is that right?
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of a cappella music. So if you like barbershop, if you like a cappella, in general, that's the style of music that we incorporate into the show. It's what I love. I figure you can't really put a show on, especially in New York, unless you got some singing and some music in there. So I said, What the hell? Let's go ahead and make it a musical.
And is it interactive as well? The audience gets involved. Cocktails are poured too, I hear.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about it. So during the show, you get a bunch of cocktails. So as I'm talking about them, you're drinking them. So, price of admission gets you, three craft cocktails made by some of the best bartenders here in New York that I work with all the time. So if you don't think I'm funny, you can drink me funny.
Well, the last thing you are funny, and you're always a lot of fun to listen to. But the one thing I don't like doing when I'm going to workshops or presentations about alcohol is hearing about it for an hour and not getting to drink any. So you really, you have taken what you know to be the ultimate experience for the consumer, for the audience. You're telling the story. You're pouring some great cocktails. I mean, this sounds like this is going to be so much fun.
I can't wait. And, I don't think that theater audiences have ever seen anything like this because, you and I spend a lot of time at cocktail shows like Manhattan Cocktail Classic, Tales of the Cocktail, Portland Cocktail Week. And, I've been doing seminars at these things for years. And I always try and add a little bit more entertainment than people are used to. But for this, I really pulled out all the stops. I put on my theater producer and director's hat, and we're putting up a show. So if you've ever seen, one of my favorite one-man shows is Assume the Position by Robert Wall. And then there's another one called Long Story Short that Colin Quinn did. I think it was directed by Jerry Seinfeld. And these are sort of edutainment pieces. You get up there, you laugh the whole time, you'll learn a ton of stuff. They've been really, really popular. We're adding music and cocktails. So how's that going to be bad?
Well, take us through this a little bit. I mean, obviously, don't give away your whole show because we all want to make sure everybody goes to see it. But when you talk about the history of alcohol and cocktails, I mean, what is it? What are you dating back to? Where do you actually start?
We actually start with the invention of beer. The very first time that people figured out what beer was and how to make it. We stopped by Alexandria in Egypt to talk about distillation. We stopped by Arabia and talk about the invention of the still. You know, we talk about how they developed spirits and why they developed spirits, the role that they played culturally, which is something that I think particularly in this country we've lost track of a little bit. And then, of course, you know, we go right through Prohibition and talk about how that leads directly up to today's craft cocktail movement, and the fact that within the last 5 or 6 years, at least we are drinking the best cocktails that have probably ever been made on the planet. So yeah, we literally go from cavemen to, you know, the dead rabbit, pretty much.
Are you dressing up like a caveman? I mean, are there several costume changes as well?
Well, yeah, I don't want to give away the whole thing, but yeah, we got costume changes throughout. I have three other people working with me that are, you know, when I put them together, we're calling them the Back Waiters, which is the name of the group, the musical group. That's what we're calling them. So they kind of help me out throughout the show. You know, as I said, we have costumes, we have singing, there's skits, there's comedy, there's props, demonstrations. You know, we actually we distill alcohol on stage, you know, live, so you can see how it's done. You know, so it's pretty much an amalgam of everything that I've been doing over the last, you know, probably 25 years of my career, but you know, definitely the last 10.
So you were actually going to get the chance to see you distill on stage with a still.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
For consumers and obviously drinkers of legal age, I mean, people that really enjoy spirits and cocktails, would you say this is the best time to be alive with everything that's happening?
Hands down. Absolutely hands down. And I think I even mentioned that in the show. And that's one of the reasons why I think this is the perfect time for this, because, you know, probably 10, 15 years ago, the average person, I don't know that they knew that much about what was in the glass, and I'm not sure that they really wanted to. But today, man, you know, I teach at the Institute of Culinary Education here in New York. I'm the director of beverage studies there. And the majority of the classes that I teach are what we call recreational classes, and this is just people coming in off the street that want to learn as much as they possibly can. You know, we do a three-hour class for people that have never worked a day in their life at a restaurant on whiskey, and we just taste through 30 whiskeys, and people, you know, I would say they eat it up, but they drink it up. You know, there's a real, pardon the pun, I'm going to do two puns in one sentence, there's a thirst for this kind of knowledge today. So I think it's the perfect time, you know, to be someone out there who really appreciates craft cocktails and who's looking to learn more. And that's why I'm bringing this, you know, to the stage, because I think that the New York theater audience is going to absolutely love learning about what it is that we do in our profession, where it comes from, and drinking some really good drinks.
I'm amazed. I mean, and this is the man to tell you the story. I mean, we've watched what you've done for years, the art of the drink. We know that you're an educator at the Institute of Culinary Education. You've got the Broadway background. I mean, you're bringing all this together, and you're really just sharing something with an audience and with the industry like it's never been done before. I'm really excited about this.
That's what's really getting me excited. And what I really would like to do is get the beverage industry behind this. You know, I really kind of want to make this, you know, sort of a way for us to cross over to our guests in a completely new and different way and kind of connect to them in a different way. So I really want to, you know, find a way to really connect this back to the beverage community. So one of the things that I've done is I started a Rocket Hub campaign, which is, you know, if you're familiar with Kickstarter or any of these crowdfunding sites, Rocket Hub is one that's really, really good for plays and theater stuff. So, you know, if you go to Rocket Hub and then just do a search for The Imbible, you can go ahead and hit our tip jar up, is what we're calling it, the virtual tip jar. You know, we'll take anything from $5 to whatever you want, and you can help bring this to the stage. And at certain levels, you can even become a show producer, and you'll get your name in the program. You'll get your name on the website as a producer of The Imbible. I think it's a great way for the industry to show support for, again, this new way of connecting to our guests and getting this information that's really so important to us and to them, you know, out to the general public in a new and engaging way.
And we'll certainly include a link to that that Kickstarter up on Bourbon Blog with this story. And for anybody listening in the spirits industry, brands, brand managers, what would you say to them? I mean, what ways would you like to see them support? I mean,
you know, we're looking for a successful run at Fringe. First of all, we were just absolutely thrilled to even be accepted to Fringe. I mean, it's the most prestigious theater festival, definitely, you know, in North America and arguably the world. It's an incubator for Off-Broadway. You know, it launches tons of stuff every year. We would, you know, love some brand support to help us kind of move even beyond that, because I think this is something that can go on, you know, beyond the three-week Fringe run. So, you know, any brands that are interested in supporting this, you know, the message is, again, it's about history. It's about appreciation for the spirits. Responsible consumption is woven through the entire show. It's about drinking alcohol as a cuisine, as opposed to just a way to get hammered, you know, which is never something that I've really been in favor of or, you know, advocated in any way. So again, I think it's really great for the brands too, because it can help folks really kind of appreciate spirits in a much more positive light.
This may go way beyond Fringe. I mean, your goal with this is to take it on the road. It's to perform it, to showcase it in front of many audiences.
Anyone who wants to see it, I'd like to put it up for them. I think it could be fun to do in a bunch of different venues.
Oh, I do too. And again, the date of the Fringe Festival is happening.
So that's early August. We don't have our show dates yet. They're actually assigning people to different theaters all around Lower Manhattan. So within the next week or so, we should have both the theater that we'll be performing in and the dates. But folks can just go to imbible.org, and they can, you know, the calendar will be up there. They can follow the show. We have a Facebook page. You can just go to Facebook and search imbible. You can subscribe to our Twitter feed. Really, what we'd really like to do is just get as many people hitting that tip jar, just $5, to see how many people we can get that are behind this thing, that really, again, just want to bring this message out to the general public.
Imbible.org. And I guess I should also ask, I mean, it's the name sort of makes sense, but what was the name inspired by? I mean,
pretty simple. Imbibe, you know, to drink, and Bible, you know, literally the book. So it's the book of the drink. That's what this is. It's and in the same way that the Bible tells the history of humanity and sort of our culture from a certain perspective, that's what we're trying to do. It's from its Genesis. We literally start with Genesis, and then we move right into present day.
It seems like at some point, and I don't know if there's been a defining moment, maybe you know the defining moment, in the last 5 to 10 years in our country, in America, it has become much more acceptable than it was, say, 20, 30 years ago for us to go out for a cocktail, you know, to talk about drinking more, to talk about cocktails more. What do you think inspired that, and when did you start seeing it happen?
You know, Tom, I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's guys like you. I mean, it's the internet. I saw it very clearly, like I said, right between probably 2005, 2007, 2008. Right in there is when I started to see this industry, this trade, this craft really, really gain traction. And it was about being able to share information very, very easily for the first time. You know, we've had great, literally, you know, some of the most amazing people that I've ever met are in our industry. You know, guys like Dale DeGroff, Tony Abuganim, Junior Marino. These guys were doing this for years. But when the internet hit and it allowed them and others like them, and as I said, very much like yourself, to get information out easily and inexpensively, to a worldwide audience, people were able to really kind of take this on as an interest and as a hobby, even if they weren't bartenders. And it happened with, I think, many, many things, but I think our industry as much or more than any other, because it's incredibly interesting. You know, it's got history. It's got science. There's chemistry. There's physics involved. There's cooking. There's social aspects. You know, it pretty much, when you're not working, you're out at a bar or at a restaurant. It's what you do, right? So why wouldn't you want to learn more about that?
And it just continues, and it's becoming more and more popular, and fortunately, for all of us in the business, we're just delighted to see it grow in the ways that it's grown.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I don't see it stopping. You know, I talk to people in this industry all the time, and we're always amazed. You know, Jeff Morgenthaler, one of the luminaries in our industry in Portland, will do something at his bar, Clyde Common, on Thursday night, And then Friday night, the next day, someone will be reproducing it here in New York. Like, that's how quickly the information gets around. And that's not changing anytime soon.
Well, we're going to continue to spread the good word and all the information about The Imbible. It's TheImbible.org. One of my best friends and the greatest people I know in this industry, Anthony Caparelli, I'm so proud of you, and congratulations on creating something, a first ever. I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see you in the audience and have a bourbon with you afterwards. It's always some of my favorite times are times that you and I are in a bar together drinking some great bourbon, man.
We have a blast, and this is a blast.
Again, I really appreciate you helping me. I love spread the good word. I think I'm going to steal that from you and use that to help promote this. Thanks again. Just imbible.org, and if you got $5, throw it in the tip jar.
History of Drinking and Cocktails. It's Anthony Caparelli. Check out theimbible.org. Also, artofthedrink.com and anthonycaparelli.com too, right?
That's it, man.